Blog Talk Radio.
Lately I've been trusting and confessing the wrong things, been messing with my head, but you're caressing, release pain, distressing, and instead of concentrating on situations, I'm facing steady pacing and I'm making no moves.
I'm hesitating and I'm nervous,
but that one word just
feels like it's gonna be alright.
I can make it through the night.
Don't wanna hear mama say, or daddy say, or sister say, or brother say.
I just wanna hear you.
Mr. and Mrs. Varner?
Hello.
Hello.
How y'all doing?
We're doing good.
Yeah, we're doing good.
Hey, y'all got those greens picked yesterday?
Yeah.
Better wait till you come get some of
them. I'm coming too.
Got the rule too. The rule go well too.
Nobody on but us?
That's all, just the four of us.
How did your school go?
Huh?
How'd your schooling go?
Oh, today was the first day I actually taught the class. So it went okay towards the end. A little slow in the beginning.
Okay.
The spirit got in you.
I'm determined I'm going to. Because even them but little 3-year-olds, I can handle them.
Okay.
Auntie Betty?
Yeah, how y'all doing?
Well, good, how are you? Yeah. We have Loretta, myself, Angela, Mom, and Pop, and Auntie Betty. Welcome,
amen. Okay, you want me to go ahead and start reading in Genesis?
Yes, please. Thank you.
Okay, picking up in Genesis 41 and 1. One night, 2 years later, Pharaoh dreamed that he was standing on the banks of the Nile River, when suddenly 7 sleek, fat cows came up out of the river and began grazing in the grass. Then 7 other cows came up from the river, but they were very skinny, and all of their ribs stood out. They went over and stood beside the fat cows. Then the skinny cows ate the fat ones, at which point Pharaoh woke up. Soon he fell asleep again and had a second dream. This time he saw 7 heads of grain on 1 stalk. with every kernel well-formed and plump. Then suddenly, seven more heads appeared on the stalk, but these were shriveled and withered by the east wind. And these thin heads swallowed up the seven plump. Then Pharaoh woke up again and realized it was all a dream. The next morning, as he thought about it, he became very concerned as to what the dreams might mean. He called for all his musicians and of Egypt and told them about it, but not one of them could suggest what his dreams meant. Then the king's wine taster spoke up. "Today I remember my sin," he said. "Some time ago, when you were angry with a couple of us and put us in the chef baker in jail in the castle of the captain of the guard, the chef baker and I each had a dream one night. We told the dream to this young Hebrew fellow who was a slave of the captain of the guard, and he told us what our dreams meant. And everything happened just as he said. I was restored to my position of wine taster, and the chef baker was executed." Pharaoh sent at once for Joseph. He was brought hastily from the dungeon, and after a quick shave and change of clothes, came before Pharaoh. Amen.
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 That was Genesis 41, 1 through 14.
Hey, thank you for that, Loretta. We also had another caller, Mrs. Allen.
Yes.
Welcome, welcome.
Good evening.
Good evening. We have myself, Angela, Mom and Pops, Auntie Betty, and Mrs. Allen. Okay.
Amen.
We're gonna go ahead with our program. If we get new callers, I will stop and announce their attendance. Let's pray as you bow your heads, please. Heavenly Father, we come to you on one accord in gratitude, in love, and through the precious blood of your Son. We ask you to destroy and remove any deception in our minds as we bow and worship before you. I'm going to read Hebrews 11 by faith. Faith is being sure of what we hope for and certain of what we do not see. Without faith, it is impossible to please God, because anyone who comes must believe that he exists and that he rewards those who earnestly seek him. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Pops, would you read Matthew 19:26? Lead us in Matthew 19:26.
I sure will.
Thank you.
Okay, here we go. Jesus looked at them and said, "With man, this is impossible. But with God, all things are possible. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Praise God.
Thank you for that, Bob. Okay, well, let's go ahead and get into our program and see what good news you all have to share with us today. Let's start off with Mom.
Okay, I'm going to read St. John chapter 16 down through the 12th verse. And it reads, "These things have I spoke unto you, that ye should not be offended. They shall put you out of the synagogue. Yea, the time comes that whosoever killeth you will think that he does God service. And these things all they do unto you, because they have not known the Father, nor me. But these things have I told you, that when the time shall come, ye may remember that I told you of them, and these things I said not unto you at the beginning, because I was with you. But now I go my way to him that sent me, and none of you ask me, whither goest thou? But because I have said these things unto you, sorrow has filled your heart. Nevertheless, I tell you the truth. It is expedient for you that I go away. For if I go not away, the comfort will not come unto you. But if I depart, I will send him unto you. And when he is come, he will reprove the world of sin and of righteousness and of judgment of sin, because they believe not on me. Of righteousness, because I go to my Father and ye see me no more. Of judgment, became the prince of the world is judged. I have yet many things to say unto you, but ye cannot bear them. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
That mother. Loretta, would you like to go next?
Sure. Reading from Romans 8, 38 and 39. And it goes on to say, for I am convinced that nothing can ever separate us from the love. Death can't and life can't. The angels won't, and all the powers of hell itself cannot keep God's love away. Our fears for today, our worries about tomorrow, or whatever we are, high above the sky or in the deepest ocean, nothing will ever be able to separate us from the love of God. In Jesus' name, he died for us. Amen.
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 Thank you for that, Loretta. Okay, Mrs. Allen?
I'm going to pass this time.
Well, I will go next, and I will be reading out of Proverbs 12:13. The righteous person escapes trouble. God will not prevent us from having difficulty or troubles, but that troubles won't overwhelm us. Trouble will not defeat us. Trouble will not hinder us from our blessings. Trouble may delay God's blessing, and trouble may cause us to be weary and worn in the midst of our struggles. But do not worry or get upset, because God will bring those who are in a right relationship with him safely through. God tells us when it seems like the river is about to overflow its banks, just hold on. His unseen hand will be your dam, preventing a flood from overwhelming you. When you feel like Job, confused and wondering why every area of your life is under attack, just hold on and give God praise. Help is on the way. He'll send angels. He'll put a hedge around you. Don't give up. Reach out to God. Trust in God. Wait on his deliverance. For God will bring you out, enabling you to make it home. Amen.
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 Right. Auntie Betty?
Yes. I'll read Matthew 5, starting at verse 3, the Beatitude. God bless those who are poor and realize their need for him, for the kingdom of heaven is theirs. God bless those who mourn, for they will be comforted. God bless those who are humble, for they shall inherit the whole earth. God bless those who hunger and thirst for justice, for they will be satisfied. God bless those who are merciful, for they shall be shown mercy. God bless those whose heart are pure, for they will see God. God bless those who wait for peace, for they will be called the children of God. God bless those who are persecuted for doing right, for the kingdom of heaven is theirs. God bless you when people mock you and persecute you and lie about you and say all sorts of evil things against you before you are my followers. Be happy about it. Be very glad, for a great reward awaiting you in heaven. And remember, the ancient prophet was persecuted in the same way. Amen.
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 Amen. Amen.
Awesome. Thank you. Okay, Pop, would you like to say something this evening?
Yes.
All right.
I'm
going
to read a few verses out of Luke, the 4th chapter, starting at the 26th verse. And in the sixth month, the angel Gabriel was sent from God unto a city of Galilee named Nazareth, to a virgin espoused to a man whose name was Joseph, of the house of David, and the virgin named Mary. And the angel came in unto her and said, Hail, thou that art highly favored, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. And when she saw him, she was troubled at his saying, and cast in her mind what manner of salutation this should be. And the angel said unto her, Fear not, Mary, for thou hast found favor with God. And behold, thou hast conceived in thy womb, and bring forth a son, and shall call his name Jesus. He shall be great, and shall be called the Son of High. And the Lord God shall give unto him the throne of his father David. And he shall reign over the house of Jacob forever. And of his kingdom there shall be no end. Then said Mary unto the angel, How shall this be, seeing I know not a man? And the angel answered and said unto her, The Holy Ghost shall come upon thee, and the power of the High shall overshadow thee. Therefore also that holy thing which shall be born of thee shall be called the Son of God. And behold, that cousin Elizabeth, she had also conceived a son in her old age, and this is with her, who was called barren. For with God, nothing shall be impossible. And Mary said, Behold, the handmaid of the Lord, be it unto me according to thy word. And the angel departed from her. And made it in those days, and went into the hill country with haste into his city of Judah. And entered into the house of Zechariah, and saluted Elizabeth. And a few sins on that, the surprise of Mary was going to have a son. God sent a son, his son, through Mary. Well, Mary was going to be the vessel. And God sent his son, Jesus, through by Mary. But in the meantime, she was engaged to be married. And Joseph, he kind of got kind of angry with her because she was pregnant and he had never been with her. But the angel came to Joseph that night and told him what God wanted him to do. He was going to put Mary away privately. He didn't want to start a whole lot of junk, you know, so he was going to put her away privately. But the angel talked to him. And a voice said, "Seven, well, God, nothing shall be impossible. So God can do anything with anything of whatever he want to do anytime. Or he all by himself. He no had to ask nobody anything about anything. So he is God. He got all power in his hand. So the angel told, gave us, which is the angel told Mary that God had found favor in her. He's going to have a son. And the name will be called Jesus.
Amen.
Okay, well, we'll move on along in our agenda. We'll do the sick and shut in. I'll turn it over to Loretta.
Okay, if everyone would bow their head for the sick and shut in, please. Dear Heavenly Father, we ask that you continue to lay your healing hands upon our family, friends, and loved ones, especially Ms. Jessica Smith, Ms. Wanda, Angela Barnes, Vicki Hussman, Rochelle Bessler, Ms. Waters and family, Rossiter and family, Carlos and the Wells family, Eddie Tipman, the Norris family, Malachi, DeMarcus, Tony, LaTanya, Hubert and Daniel Lowe, Mary Ann, Mary Lowe, Uncle Dave, Uncle Champ, Uncle Oliver, Jermaine, Quentin, Jerry, Terry, Cheryl, Eddie, and Kevin Avery, Aveline Holloway, the Adams family, Lenny and family, Earlene Parker, Ruth Edwards, Jordan and the Rako family, Michael and Denise Moody, Rodney Clark, Valerie Crockett, Janet Williams, and anyone else that we're not aware of, but stand in the need of a prayer, Father God, we ask that you lift them up in a mighty way so others may see the goodness of you working in them. Dear Heavenly Father, we ask that you give them the strength that they need to keep pressing forward with Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior. We thank you for your Son and what he did for all of us. In Jesus Christ's holy name, let everyone say amen.
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 Thank you for that, Loretta. Let's talk about some birthdays in December. Today is the first day of December, and we're going to go through December the 9th?
6th.
Did I go too far?
Mm-hmm, yeah. 2 weeks.
Okay. We have Alicia on the 1st, and Nadia on the 1st, and Nakondo on the 2nd. Are there any other birthdays?
Michael have a daughter. Sometime later this month. Okay. Y'all got it down, I think.
I'm thinking it's either Alicia or Nakonda. Well, I will sing happy birthday to our birthday people.
Yeah.
Amen.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, Alicia, Nadia, and Nakondo. Happy birthday to you. And many more.
Amen, amen. Happy birthday.
Amen.
Okay, well, let's talk about the good stuff. Let's talk about some praises, testimonies, songs, and or songs. So let's start with Mrs. Allen.
Yes.
Okay. Loretta.
Say.
I'm sorry, did you call me?
Yes.
Okay. I will read from James 1, 12 and 16, 12 through 16. And it goes on to say, happy is the man who doesn't give in and do wrong when he is tempted. For afterwards, he will get as his reward the crown of life that God has promised those who love him. And remember, when someone wants to do wrong, it is never God who is tempting him. For God never wants to do wrong and never tempts anyone else to do it. Temptation is to pull a man's own evil thoughts and wishes. These evil thoughts lead to evil actions and afterwards to the death penalty from God. So don't be misled. Love God. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Thank you, Loretta. How about you, Mother?
Yes, first of all, I'm going to give a praise, a short praise report, and then I want to read a poem.
Amen.
Well, on Thursday, we had guests from Georgia, Delonica, Georgia, and Florida, Miami. And anyway, we had a nice guest, and I had fixed dinner for everybody, and we served them and left the left the cranberry sauce in the refrigerator and then see it to the next day. But I think everybody had a wonderful time. I know I did. I enjoyed them being here, but I think I got messed up when I found out they was going right back. I was thinking they were going to spend the night, and then when I found out they was going right back, so we ate, and I forgot about a lot of stuff, okay?
Amen.
And I want to read this poem. It says, a friend is someone who turned to when I was feeling a lift. A friend is someone we treasure, for true friendship is a gift. A friend is someone we love with, over little personal things. A friend is someone who fills our lives with beauty and joy and grace and make the world that we live in a better and happy place. The office unknown. Amen.
Amen.
Thank you for that. Pop?
Yeah, I'm going to do a little more reading, too.
Okay.
Welcome, welfare. Welfare is any opposition you experience while pursuing your dreams and goals. Warfare always surrounds the voice of an America. Opposition is merely a signal that you are making progress. Here, has noticed and reacted. A wrathful person who rises up to destroy you is the first clue that Satan had targeted you. Commit. Heaven must be planning your promotion. Herod sought to kill Jesus. Pharaoh sought to kill Moses. Satan only attacks those who are next in line for promotion. And the word is, blessed are you when men shall revile you and persecute you and shall say all manner of evil against you falsely. For my sake, rejoice and be exceedingly glad, for great is your reward in heaven. For so persecuted they the prophets which were before you. And we can find that in Matthew 5:11-12. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
That pops. How about
you, Auntie Betty? Yeah, I have a short praise report. I had forgot on the 24th, Willie and I was married 57 years.
Amen.
Praise and glory to the Lord.
Amen.
I'm gonna
all right, my
dear. Yeah, I'm going to try to sing this song.
Okay.
Bless with his goodness. Bless with his love, bless with his shower that come from above. Bless with his sunshine, bless with his care. I go on helping everywhere. God give the courage. Say the way on what we travel, happy and gay, thinking of others, willing to share, taking God's message everywhere, remembering looking to Jesus, he is the way. Onward I travel, he's by my side. I never falter, he is my God. This is my mission, this is my prayer. Helping the needed everywhere. This is my mission. This is my prayer. Helping the needed everywhere. Amen.
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 Praise the Lord.
All right. I hear you.
All right, amen.
Hey, thank you, Auntie Betty. Okay, well, it is my turn. I have a praise report. After 34 years of working with AT&T, I will be retiring as of December the 30th. So I'm going to join the retirement club, which is most of the people on this call.
right.
At least 4 years. So the things that I have been focusing on is just asking for God's protection for our family. And four of the things that I read in the Bible is to stop, look, listen, and obey.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm going to be on stop to think and pray about our actions before we do them. Look into God's word and see what it tells us concerning God's standards and will for our lives. Then listen for God's direction. following God will help us to avoid heartache and find unspeakable joy.
Mm-hmm.
Last, obey what God reveals, because he will show the best path for our lives.
I just want to say a prayer out of Ephesians 1:13-14. I pray that grace and peace be with us from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. And I praise God blessing us in the heavenly realms with every spiritual blessing in Christ. Pray that we continue to be holy and blameless in his sight. We know he has a predestined plan who works out everything in conformity with the purpose of his will, in order that we praise and glorify him. So I pray that we stay in faith and believe in his promise of the Holy Spirit. And I ask that you all continue to pray, keep us in prayer as I make this transition in my life, and for the best. Thank you.
Amen. Amen. Congratulations.
Congratulations, girl.
Yeah.
I will turn it over to Loretta to, sorry, got to do serenity prayer. Mother, could you lead us through the serenity prayer?
Okay. God grant me.
God grant me.
The serenity to accept the things.
The serenity to accept the things.
That I cannot change.
That I cannot change.
The courage to change. The thing that I can change.
The thing that I can change.
And the wisdom to know the difference.
And the wisdom to know the difference.
Amen.
Yeah.
I'll turn it over to Loretta to lead us through the closing prayer.
Okay. All right. Well, congratulations, Auntie Betty, on your 57 years.
Thank you, darling. Thank you.
Uncle Willie Williams, amen. Praise God.
Blessings.
And Angela, congratulations to you on your 34 years of retirement. Amen.
Amen. Hallelujah.
God is good. God is good. Amen. 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 Okay, if everyone would bow their head. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come. Thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Lord, give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us of our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is in the kingdom, the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Amen. Well, before we close the call, does anyone have anything else they would like to share?
Okay. I want to ask a question.
Yes?
Did you call Miss Allen name on the sick list?
No.
Don't take it off. Call her name. I didn't hear it either this time.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, Miss Allen is added to the list.
Amen.
Yeah. Amen. Amen.
Great. I just want to thank everyone for participating today. And as written in Daniel 3:17. The God we serve is able to save us. God does not change. what he has done for others, he will do for you. Mm. But you must decide to obey him and not obey man. Mm. If you love and trust God, fiery furnace experiences will ultimately work to your advantage and God's glory. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen.
And amen.
Amen. Amen.
Everyone have a blessed week.
Good night. Love you all.
Good night. Love you all.
Okay. Bye.
Good night.
Again, thank you for listening to the Family Network weekly prayer session. Hope you have a blessed week. Good night.